Welcome back to the Growing Dad Podcast. I'm Jacob Sager, father of five, still trying to figure it out every single day. Today, we're talking about one of the most valuable skills we can teach our kids, emotional intelligence. It's not about suppressing emotions or always being happy. It's about understanding, expressing, and managing feelings effectively. All right, let's schmooze on this. Cultivating emotional intelligence in our children matters for several crucial reasons. First, it sets them up for success in all areas of their lives, from personal relationships to professional achievements. Moreover, emotionally intelligent kids are better equipped to handle life's challenges. They're more resilient in the face of adversity. Additionally, it improves communications within the family. When kids can express their emotions clearly, it reduces misunderstandings and conflicts. Lastly, by teaching emotional intelligence, we're giving our kids tools for mental health and well-being that will serve them throughout their lives. So, how do we cultivate emotional intelligence in our children? Let's start by modeling it ourselves. Be aware of your own emotions and express them in healthy ways. Next, create a safe space for emotions in your home. Let your kids know that all feelings are okay, even if all behaviors are not. It's also crucial to help your kids name their emotions. Expand their emotional vocabulary beyond just good or bad. Another key strategy is to validate your child's feelings, even if you don't agree with their reaction. This doesn't mean condoning misbehavior, but acknowledging the emotion behind it. Lastly, teach problem-solving skills. Help your kids find constructive ways to deal with difficult emotions. Your next step is to actively work on cultivating emotional intelligence this week. Here's a simple plan. First, create an emotion chart with your kid, listing different feelings and what they might look like. Next, practice emotion coaching. When your child is dealing with strong emotions, help them name it. Help them understand why they're feeling that way and think of ways how to handle the emotion, to embrace it, to release it, to just be present and keep growing. Finally, share a time when you've struggled with an emotion and how you dealt with it. This will show your kids that managing emotions is a lifelong skill. At the end of the week, reflect on these experiences. How did focusing on emotional intelligence affect your interactions with your children? What challenges did you face? And how can you address them moving forward? Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Growing Dad Podcast. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about being aware, being genuine, and being willing to grow alongside our kids. Until next time, this is Jacob Sager reminding you, in the classroom of emotions, we are all lifelong students. Onward.